KMJ News Time, 7:49. And I don't know why. It always feels like it's just weeks that we go without hearing from Gabe Dillard at the Business Journal. But he is here right now. Gabe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's talk about a cannabis dispensary in Parlier is doing a little Good Samaritan work.
Yeah. A lot of news about cannabis dispensaries happening lately. Yeah, this one kind of, a lot of it is about some of the benefits that they bring to their host communities. So we're talking about a company called Greenbrier Holding, and they actually opened the Cannibal, called Cannibal Dispensary in Parlier. They opened back in November 2021, and until this past week, they were the closest dispensary to the to Fresno. They agreed to purchase a new squad car for the Parlier Police Department, and this is to replace one that was destroyed in an arson attack last month. The Parlier mayor told us that they're actually kind of opening negotiations for Cannibal to get a new business license. So this was sort of a way to begin the negotiations kind of on a good foot, you know, for the community. A new police car, we're told, runs, you know, anywhere from $30,000 to $40,000. You know, adding equipment, an extra $25,000 to $30,000. So, not chump change. You know, it could be up to like $70,000 for you know, cost. The mayor said that Greenbrier has been a very generous presence in the community since they started their delivery service in 2020. Also open operate a pretty big production facility in Parlier in their industrial park. As far as the cop car that was torched, it's that case is still under investigation. No arrests were made. Some talk that it could be like some sort of gang retaliation, but you know, nobody really knows, and anybody that has information is encouraged to call Parlier PD.
We're visiting with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. All right, I'm a big fan of the Painted Table. Chef de cuisine Matt Moore, he's making some news.
Yeah. So, with the Painted Table, tomorrow he's going to be representing the Central Valley on a Food Network television show. The show is called Supermarket Steakout. Literally takes place in a parking lot of a grocery store, and they have a group of chefs that kind of hang out there, and they compete to make dishes. The ingredients that they use for their dishes, they're supposed to buy from people out of their shopping carts as they're leaving the store. They kind of accost the people leaving the store and see what they could kind of negotiate for out of their carts. There's a kitchen that's set up in the middle of this parking lot, and they do all their cooking, and the best dishes win as the cooking competitions go. So this is kind of a funny story about how this happened for Matt. So in August of last year, kind of out of the blue, he got an email from the Food Network asking him if he was interested in appearing on the show. You know, he responded. And then kind of like a month later, they started their shooting. This was back in like October 2021. It all happened in one day, as far as what Matt told us. They kind of whisked him away to an undisclosed supermarket in Arizona. And we kind of have to see what happens tomorrow night to know, you know, how he does. So, but Painted Table is having a watch party for that event tomorrow night at their event center. It's kind of the former Tornino's location on Shaw and Blackstone. Anybody's interested, you got to go to their website to RSVP. There's a button there. You can go to our website, thebusinessjournal.com, click on the story, and then, you know, there's a link for you. Matt is a graduate of the Institute of Technology in Clovis. He used to work at a restaurant up in Napa. He also formerly used to work with Benediction, which is another great
place. Yeah.
Yeah, excellent food. So he came to Painted Table, and now, you know, he's doing his thing, but cooking for parties of up to 2,000 people.
I got to jump in here. You know, he said, he was quoted as saying it was quite nerve-wracking. So Andrew Zimmern, I used to produce and co-host his radio show. Of course, Andrew Zimmern from Bizarre Foods, Travel Channel, Food Network. I mean, he's, you know, known around the world. Andrew's a seasoned chef. He can work in any kitchen in any country. But he went on one of those celebrity chop things. And I remember him telling me he was really nervous because once you put in the clock and the fact that it's a competition, even though you have all these skills, everything changes.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. I used to watch Andy Zimmern's show all the time. I think if you're like a home chef, you kind of have an idea that, oh, maybe I could hang in one of these competitions.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I couldn't.
Yeah, the answer to that is probably yeah, no way.
No, I grew up in a restaurant family and I love to cook, but I would crumble in one of these. Gabe Dillard wouldn't, though. I have it on good authority that he is a superb cook. Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal joins us every Monday at about 7:50. My friend, always good chatting with you. Thanks, as always. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.